FARC senator wants Colombian soldiers to join terrorist war on government. By BenQ on September 3, 2019. FARC terrorist and Colombian senator Jesus Santrich called on fellow Marxist revolutionaries to return to killing in a second propaganda video this weekend. In the video, following the publication of a debut video led by fellow Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, leader Iván Márquez calling for war on Colombia, Santrich called on the Colombian military to join their fight against the country's oligarchy, accusing President Iván Duque of violating the peace agreement signed by his predecessor Juan Manuel Santos. Former President Santos swore that he would not change a single comma as agreed, but specific parts of the agreement were ignored from the moment of his signature, and now Iván Duque, the successor to the assassin of Commander Alfonso Cano in his presidency of the Republic, says without hesitation that he will not comply with what he did not sign, he said in alongside fellow guerrillas. Duque is thus ignoring that the agreement was signed with the state, but the establishment did not want to respect the principles that govern the negotiations, he said. The state understands our new operational modality and will respond to our offensive. Hence our call to members of the military who identify with our struggle to join us. The declaration comes days after Márquez warned that the state has not fulfilled its most important obligations, which is to guarantee the life of its citizens and especially avoid assassinations for political reasons. This is the continuation of the rebel war in answer to the betrayal of the state of the Havana Peace Accords, he continued. We were never beaten or defeated ideologically, so the struggle continues. The 2016 deal granted both Santrich and Márquez unelected seats in the Colombian Senate, a move of questionable constitutionality, though Márquez never accepted his. It also granted legal immunity to FARC terrorists found guilty of political crimes, a term neither side ever defined, and turned the FARC into a legal political party, open to using its prodigious drug trafficking profits to manipulate Colombian politics. The FARC regularly violated the deal, attacking Colombian soldiers and refusing to seriously list their economic assets. The Colombian government and the United Nations condemned the new call to arms. The FARC's last remaining political leader who has not returned to terrorism, Timo Kanko, claimed without evidence that the majority of FARC terrorists remain committed to peace despite difficulties and dangers. We are not facing the birth of a new guerrilla force, but criminal threats of a gang of narco-terrorists who have the shelter and support of the dictatorship of Nicolás Maduro, Duque said. Let us not fall into the trap of those who today intend to hide behind false ideological clothing to sustain their criminal structures. It is estimated that the FARC is responsible for the murder of at least 220,000 people and the disappearance of another 100,000 during the country's 55-year civil war. Under Timo Kanko, it has seen many of its members defect to other communist terror groups such as the National Liberation Army, ELN. In January, the ELN took responsibility for the bombing of a police cadet graduation ceremony in Bogota that killed 21 people and injuring dozens more. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.